This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So I'm going to begin. I'm going to welcome anyone who just tuned in. And today's sugya is a very basic sugya in Yevamos. It's going to bring us to a few... Rav Assi, good morning. How you doing? It's going to bring us... Sruli, tell the doc I say hello, okay?
I've been on the whole time.
I know, but you know, I'm just saying hello. Okay. You know, we're not in shul, so I don't get to see you. That's all. Okay. So we're talking about a basic sugya. Bensi was ma'ira this subject. And that is, again, let's just review the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason you don't do yibam to an erva is because agzeres hakasav aleha, which implies, had it not been for the mitzvah of the pasuk of aleha, you would have done yibam to an erva. Why? Because asei doich elois asei. And the Gemara asks, but that's not true. Asei cannot push off a kares. So Tosis has the following question. We seem to be searching for a source that an asei could push off a kares. Wow! We've searched Kala Tarakula, and guess what, says Tosfos? I found a place where Aseh pushes off a kares. You know what it is? Yibam! Because there's a mitzvah of Yibam, and this woman is your brother's wife, which is a kares. And guess what happens? How do you ever do Yibam? Why is there a mitzvah of Yibam? This woman is a kares to you. If somebody would, let's say you have your brother's wife, and Stam, your brother, dies with children, and one of the other brothers would marry your brother's his brother's wife. It would be a kares. It's Eishes Achiv. So why Tosfos says you're scouting out Kala Tarakula? You're going to go to Klayim by Tzitzis and Bigdei Kahuna and Saras. You know how we know Aseh Doich Elois Aseh even by a kares? We know it from Yibam, because Yibam is an Aseh, and your brother's wife is Eishes Ach. So that shows me asei doich elois asei sheish by kares. Answers Tosa, right? In other words, we want to know, you know, the Gemara says, had it not been for aleha, I would have thought you could do yibam to achois ishtai. And Gemara says, no, chas v'shalom, she's a kares. Can asei push off a kares? Of course it can. It pushes off eishes ach. So why can't it push off achois ishtai? That's Tosa's kasha. Tosis answers, here, look in bottom Tosis. V'im toimar, v'amai lo yalfinon delirchi mayasei diibam. Why can I learn out that asei doich alois asei from the asei of yivam, de doichi lois asei de kareis de eishasach. It pushes off the lav of kareis of eishasach. Answers Tosis on the next page, last wide line. Michal, you're going to like this. You cannot learn out from Eishasach. Then Nasei could push off a lav. Deshani Eishasach. Eishasach is a very different kind of lav. It's definitional in the mitzvah of Yibam. You can't have Yibam without Eishasach. So if you can't have Yibam without Eishasach, then if the Torah is giving a mitzvah of Yibam, obviously, perforce, the Torah is saying that Aseh pushes off the lav. But you want to extrapolate that Yibam should also push off Achis Ishtai? Achis Ishtai is not definitional. Not every Yevama is also your the wife of the sister of your wife. So just because the Aseh of Yibam pushes off Ishas Ach, that's perforce in the midst of Yibam, that's implicit in the midst of Yibam, that's definitional in the midst of Yibam. But you're going to extrapolate to that, you can extrapolate that, oh, it could push up Achos Ishtoi. Achos Ishtoi is coincidental. There's no other way to be Mekayim Yibam. If God says do Yibam, that means, of course, the Aseh is going to push off a Lois Aseh. But you can't extrapolate to that if the Yevama is also your wife's sister, you could do it, because that didn't have to be. Maybe God doesn't allow Aseh to be Doicha Lav Sheish Bekars under those circumstances. If Aseh can't push off the Eishas Ach, then you're Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Yibam. That's the answer of Tosfos. Got it? The question is, why can't Yibam serve as a makar, as a source, that you should be able to do that asay kapusha falav sheish bekaris, and the answer is eishasach is what is called mitzvasay bekach. There's no alternative. It's sort of like what the Gemara says by big day kahuna. The Gemara wants to learn out from big day kahuna asay doichalois asay that the mitzvah of big day kahuna should push off the lav of klayim. We know that every big day kahuna is klayim. So if every big day kahuna is klayim, learn out. The Gemara wanted to learn out asay doichalois asay from big day kahuna, and the Gemara is going to say no, it's mitzvah sebekach. Otherwise, you'll never have big day kahuna. Comes the Karen Oira. And the Karen Oira has the following kasha on Tosfos. Yeah.
Question. I don't understand. Isn't there a concept also that Nasi doesn't push off two low sasas?
Isn't there a concept? Maybe. Not that we've seen yet.
Oh, because I don't understand why in no place did they give that as a parrot that doesn't push off because one asa can't push off two low sasas.
We'll get to that. That's a discussion in the Gemara coming up, in the next two blat. Okay? We're going to deal now with Tosfos as is. Tosfos asks, where's my Karen Oira? Give me 1 second. I'm going to get my Karen Oira. The Karen Oira... Whoa! The Karen Oira has the following kasha on Tosfos. The Karen Oira says, Tosis, what are you talking about? You want to learn out from the mitzvah of Yibam that Asay could push off a kares? Don't you know how Yibam works? In Yibam, it's not that the Asay pushes off the kares, it's not Hudcha. You know, there's a concept that when your brother's wife falls to you for Yibam, the Torah matirs the Isser of Eishasach. It's Hutra. The difference between Hudcha and Hutra is Hutcha means the Asay knocks out the Lav. And that's what we want to know. Can the Asay of Yibam knock out Achos Ishtai? But when it comes to Ishas Ach, what? The Asay of Yibam pushes away the Ishas Ach? The Asay of Yibam matters the Ishas Ach. The Torah never gave the Yisr of Ishas Ach b'makam Yibam. Frakti Karen Oira v'yesh l'daktik da'akati. No, excuse me. Says the Karen Oira v'loi heivanti kushyosma. I don't understand Tosfos' kasha. Da'otu eishasach da'choyhu ha'hateruhu da'harehi ki'ishtoy l'chol davar. The Gemara is going to say later on a gaval de gazach. Ready for this? Let's say a person does a mitzvah yibam. And then the next day he wakes up in the morning and she makes scrambled eggs, and she burns it, and he divorces her. Can he take her back? On the one hand, why not? You know, you're allowed to take back a grusha, as long as she doesn't marry someone else. But on the other hand, she's Eishasach! And Eishasach is only mutter b'makom Yibam! But now, it's not Yibam anymore. Now you divorced her. Can you live with this woman again? It's a Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Beis. And the Gemara says on the Pasuk, V'lakcha. The Gemara says, Melamed shemegarsha beget umachzira. You could divorce the Yavama with the get and take her back. Why? Because we learn out, Harehi ki'ishtoi l'chol davar. Hutra! If the lumdus of why you're allowed to do Yibam as Yaseh pushes off the lav, then if you divorce the Yavama, you should not be able to take her back, because now when you're marrying her again, there's no asay. But obviously, it's not hudcha, it's hutra. The Eishasach is mutter b'mak, is completely not, is dismissed. So the kasha is, what's Tosfos' kasha? We should learn out from Yibam, asay is doichalois asay. That's not how Yibam works. Yibam is not asay doichalois asay. Yibam is hutra. That's the Karen Oira's kasha.
Can we fit that into Tosfos' tenet? Essentially.
So Rav Asi wants to say, that's exactly what Tosfos answers. Mitzvosei bekach means that since the very definition of Yibam is that she's your brother's wife, maybe what Tosfos means, the Torah never gave the Isser of Eishas Ach b'makam Yibam. Maybe that's what Tosfos means, that's Tosfos' answer. That maybe Mitzvosei bekach means Hutra. So Rebbe Chanan in the Kovetz Haaretz in Simon Tess says there are those who explain Tosfos that way, but we can't. We cannot explain Tosfos that way. This is the Kovetz Haaretz, page 19. In Kovetz Haaretz, Simon Tess. There are those who say it, and I'll tell you who says it. The Imre Moshe, one of the great Rosh Hashivas, learns Taka Pshat in Tosfos is Mitzvasei V'kach means, since the definition of Yibum is a Shesach being Mutter, it's a Lamdus of Hutra. But that can't be Pshat in Mitzvasei V'kach, because as we're going to, as I mentioned, the Gemara tries to learn out Asei Doi Chalois Asei from Big Day Kahuna. And the Gemara says, No, it's mitzvah say bekach. And there, nobody says hutra. You can't say hutra, it seems, by Big Day Kahuna. And we're going to see elsewhere where this cannot be the teretz of Tosfos. Now, I will tell you, Rabbi Chanan quotes another Rishon who asked Tosfos' kasha, the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah also asks, why can't I learn out from Yibam? Asei doi chalois asei sheish by kares. And the Yad Ramah answers differently than Tosfos. The Yad Ramah answers that Eshasach is not pushed away from the mitzvah asei of Yibam. It's completely hutra. Meaning the answer, the question of the Keren Oira on Tosfos is taka the way the Yad Ramah answers Tosfos' kasha. That in other words, the reason why I can't say that I can't learn that from Yibum is because it's not working through a lamdus of Hudcha, it's working through a lamdus of Hutra. And he brings the following example. Marv Rabbeisai, what if the Yivama is Chayve Lavin? We're going to see on Daf Chaf. Let's say the Yivama is what is called Chayve Lavin. Could you do Yibum to her? Technically, you should be able to, because Asei Doi Chalois Asei. However, the Gemara says, no, you can't do Yibum to her. Because this woman who's Chayvei Lavin, you could live with her Bia Rishayna, but you cannot live with her Bia Shnia, because there's no Asay anymore on Bia Shnia. So since you're only allowed to live with her the first Bia, not the second Bia, we're going to make a Gzeira Bia Rishayna Atu Bia Shnia. Tosfos even says the mitzvah of Yibum is consummated with Hara, which is Tchilas Bia. Soif Bia, there's no mitzvah of Yibam anymore. Tosfos on Daf Chaf says, Techai Ve'lavin, you can't even do the Soif Bia, because the mitzvah Saseh is over, and now all you have is the Lav. So I have a question. To Yavama, are you allowed to do Bia Shnia, Bia Shlishis? Are you allowed to continue living with her? Yes. The Gemara says, Harehi Le'ishtai L'chol Davar, that you can even divorce her and marry her again. That indicates Hutra. So that's the Yad Ramah's answer. The Yad Ramah's answer is Hutra. The reason I can't learn out from Yibum is because the Eishasach is Hutra. But Tosfos doesn't seem to hold that way. Tosfos seems to say, even though it's Asei Doi Chelois Asei, but since it's Mitzvah Soi Bekach, in other words, let's just get clear. Tosfos' kasha is, why don't I learn out Asei Doi Chalois Asei from Yibum? And Tosfos seems to be answering that you can't learn out Asei Doi Chalois Asei from Yibum because Yibum is not the, because it's definitional in the midst of Yibum. Every Yibum has a Shesach, and maybe only when it's definitional the Asei could push off the Lav, but by Achos Ishoi, which is coincidental, maybe Asei Ein Asei Doi Chalois Asei. Asi wanted to say, what Tosfos means is Hutra. Rabbi Chanan says it cannot mean Hutra because we find the concept of Mitzvah Sebekach by Big Day Kahuna. But I really want to share with you the way Rav Nachum explains Rabbi Chanan's approach to the Mitzvah of Yibam. Let's come back to the again, the Keren Oira's kasha. Keren Oira's kasha is what's Tosfos' Havamina to learn out from Yibum. Isn't Yibum Hutra? So again, Asi wanted to say that's Tosfos' Teretz. Look on Tosfos on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos on Nun Daled Amud Beis. It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, your brother's wife, while he's alive, is she usher to you? So Tosfos says, what? Is she usher to you? Of course she's usher to you. Why do I need a pasuk? She's usher to you. So Tosfos says, no. If the Torah is going to matter it achar misa, there's no, how could you say she's usher when her husband's alive? It's not mistaber that asay could be doiche akares unless we're forced to say such a thing. In other words, what Tosfos is saying is, we have a right to try to find where explicitly is this woman usher while her husband's alive. You hear what the Gemara is asking? How do you know that a Yavama is usher while her husband is still alive? Tosfos says, otherwise, you know what? I would have to say she's mutter. Because it's such a chiddush to say there's a mitzvah of yibum because asei doiche lois asei. So Rav Nachum says, Tosfos is saying beferush that how does yibum work? Asei is doiche akares. And it's not hutra. Look, the words of Tosfos are that the Gemara is looking, how do I know that the Yavama is Aser B'chaye Bala? Because Yibam, otherwise Yibam is such a big chiddush that Asay could push off a kares? So this clearly shows, Pshat in our Tosfos is not Yibam is Hutra, because Tosfos says, even in the Maskana, the way Yibam works is Asay Doiche Lois Asay. Tosfos is learning it's Dechuya. On the other hand, the Karen Oira asks, but it's not. We know that the Yisr Veishas Ach is Hutra. Look on Tosfos on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Okay, bottom, the second to last Tosfos. Second to last Tosfos is dealing with the case of what is called Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin, technically you're allowed to do Yibam, but the whole process of doing Yibam is Aseh Doi Chalois Aseh, and there's no Aseh on Bia Shnia. And the Gemara says, since you're not to do Bia Shnia, you can't do Bia Rishayna, Midrabanan. Tosfos says, Lav Davka Nakat Bia Shnia. The Gemara, when the Gemara says you can't do Bia Shnia, it's Lav Davka Dafilu Gemar Bia Rishayna Aser. You can't even do the end of the first Bia. You can't even consummate the first Bia. Because the mitzvah of Yibam is Hara. Hara is the beginning of Bia. Di Yavama Niknis Mahara. Vahava Matzalam Emer, the Gemara could have said, Gezerah Atu Gemar Bia, that you can't do Bia to Chai Ve'Lavan, a Gezerah Atu the Gemar Bia. Now listen to this Tosfos. Tosfos says, why can't I do Bia Shnia? Think about it. If you, to a regular Yavama, could you divorce her and take her back? Yeah. Because she's Ishtar L'chol Davar. The Yisr of Eishas Ach flies away. So why can't I do Yibam to Chai Ve'Lavin and the Lav will fly away? Says Tosfos V'ein Lahater Bia Shnia Mitam Denasas Ishtar L'chol Davar. Why can't I matter the second Bia to Chai Ve'Lavin? Because of the drasha that we mentioned, that she becomes your wife for everything. We only say nasis ke ishta l'chol davar, elahecha d'shar yalei b'loy d'chia, when you could say hutra. When you could say hutra, then we say it's she becomes your full-fledged wife. But chai ve'lavin, even be a rishayna, it's only mutter through d'chia. Because we have to push off the lav. And therefore on Bia Shnia, where there's no Asay, you can't live with her. So Tosfos is saying explicitly on Chaf Amud Beis, the way Yibam works is Hutra. And since Hutra, she's your full-fledged wife. Tosfos on Nun Daled Amud Beis says explicitly the way it works is Dechiyah, it pushes it off. So Stam, Tosfos seems to be inconsistent. How does Yibam work? Do we say that b'makom mitzvah, there's no, the Torah never gave an Isra Yishasach, or is it the Aseh pushes it away? Let's come back to the Karen Oris Kasha. Karen Oris Kasha is, how could Tosfos learn out Aseh is doicha lois Aseh from Yibam, but Yibam is Hutra? You ready for Rabbi Chanan, everyone? This is Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aras, Simen Tes, Ois Dalet. Page 20, Simen Tes, Ois Dalet. Rabbi Chanan says, Avada in Avada, like Rav Nachum is Medayik, from Tosfos and Daf Chaf, that the way Yibam works is it's Hutra, that b'makom yibum, the Torah never gave the lav. So then how could you learn out Aseh doi chaloi saseh? Says Rabbi Chanan, yesh b'chlal masayim ana. You know how? If Aseh has the power to take a lav and say that b'makom the Aseh, the Torah never gave the lav, it certainly has the ability to push off a lav. Because if the Aseh could make the lav Hutra, the Aseh could certainly push it off. Because what is Hutra? Hutra is when there is a mitzvah, the Torah never gave the lav. Because let's say your brother has children, then there is a kares. So the way Hutra works is, when there's an Aseh, the Torah never gave the lav of Eishasach. So if there's such a capacity that an Aseh has, that b'makom an Aseh, the Torah never gave a lav, certainly the Aseh has the power to push off a lav. Meaning, if Eishasach was not said, b'makom the Aseh of Yibam, kal v'choymer the Aseh of Yibam, could push off Achos Ishtai. Now, let me just explain how Rav Nachum is masber this. Because we missed a very big nekuda over here. And that nekuda is, the Gemara had a kasha, that why don't you do Yibam to an erva? Because of Aleha. Had it not been for Aleha, you would do Yibam. Why? Aseh doi chaloi saseh. Could somebody please tell me something? Okay, fine. Let's say an Aseh could push off a kares. So your wife's sister falls to you in Yibam, and the Aseh of Yibam is now pushing off the Isser Kares. Fine. Aseh doi chaloi saseh. But I want to talk about this woman right now. Is she an Erva? Avada, she's an Erva. Is Kedushin Toifes to an Erva? Somebody, let's say you went to a wedding. I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but I was at a wedding, I can't say how long ago, and I sort of surmised at the wedding that the Kala had converted and it was not an Orthodox conversion. And this was probably one of the stickiest situations I've ever been in, because I was about to get called up for a bracha. So I was rationalizing, it's mamish mevayish the guy barabim if I would walk out. I mean, it's not a kedushin, he's marrying a guy. So I didn't know what to do. I hope I did the right thing. I got up there and I said, Baruch Elokeinu Melech Olam. I didn't say Hashem's name. Why am I telling you this? Yeah, all right, because if you marry a woman who kedushin is not toifus to, it's not a kedushin. So what's the Gemara saying? Oh, had it not been for Aleha, then Aseh would have been doi chaloi saseh. Fine, Aseh doi chaloi saseh. But the woman's in Erva, so how is Kedushin Toifes? Meaning, the Gemara is saying, I would have thought you could do Yivam to Achis Ishtar because Aseh doi chaloi saseh. But what about the fact the poor lady is a Erva? How would you be able to do Yivam to her? And if Kedushin is not Toifes, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. If there's no mitzvah of Yibam, then ain't Aseh doi chaloi saseh. We only say Aseh doi chaloi saseh if there's a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah because you're not kind to her because the Kedushin is not Toifes, so there's no Aseh to push off the lav. So says Rav Nachum, explaining Rebbe Chanan, that the way Yibam works is, it's Hudcha and Hutra. Yesh Bechlal Masayim Ana. This is the way Asay doicha lois asay works. Asay comes in, and Asay says that I'm stronger than a lav, so I could push off the lav. But the problem is, hey, Asay, hey, let's make believe these, the Asay and the lav are people. So the lav is standing there, the lav wants to punch the Asay, and the Asay says, what are you talking about? I'm stronger than you. I could punch you out. So which is true, Asay could punch out a lav. But then the lav says, hey, Mr. Asay, you could punch me out. But there's still an erva here. And if the way you're working is, you're just pushing me away, but there's still a reality of erva, and the kedushin won't be toyfes, and if the kedushin is not toyfes, you're not doing the mitzvah. If you're not doing the mitzvah, you can't punch me out. So you know what the Asay says? Besides the fact that I have the capacity to punch you out, I also have the capacity that if I need to, I could say that Hashem never said you're alive when I'm standing here in the rink. I could, Hutra is Hudcha plus. The Kasha, the Karanaira is, oh, how could you learn out? Asay could be Doicha Lois Asay from Yibum. But the way Yibum works is, Yibum makes it that Hashem never even gave the lav. So what Rabbi Chanan says is, that's very nice, but that's an even greater capacity than Hutcha. Hutra is Hudcha plus. The way Yibam works is the Asay pushes away the lav, like Tosfos says on Nundalat Amud Beis. But by Yibam, we needed to do an additional step. We needed to say, there's no erva here. It's a mutter. Now, it only does, so you'll say, let every Asay do that to a lav. Typically, it doesn't need to. When you have tzitzis, and you have klayim, the tzitzis doesn't have to say there's no iser b'chlal. The tzitzis could push away the iser. But by Yibum, it needs to matter it. Because if it's not matter it, even if she's not a kari, she's still an achay. See, she's an erva and the kedusha won't be toyfes. So Rabbi Chanan, as explained by Rabbi Nachum, says a very interesting idea. That it's not that Hutcha and Hutra are like categorically two different concepts. And in that case, the Karanoira has a valid kasha on Toysvis. The kasha is, how could you learn out Asay Doi Chalois Asay from Yibum? Yibum, the Torah never gave the lav of Aishas Ach B'makom Yibum. So the first Nakuda, I believe, is that the fact that the Torah never gave the lav is emanating from the power of the Asay. So if the Asay has the capacity to say the Torah never gave the lav, it for sure has the ability to push off the lav. But even more than that, the way Yibum is working is, it pushes off the lav, and then it says, since that's not sufficient, and I have to be matur you completely, so I'm able to do that as well. But I could learn out Hudcha from Hutra. If Yibum has the capacity to render the Eish HaSach as if it was never said, it for sure has the capacity in general, and Asay could push off Achos Isha. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, some food for thought about the mitzvah of Yibum. This is Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach. Rabbi Chanan learns that you could learn out Hudcha from Hutra. Yibum Avado is Hutra. Now, again, the Imrei Moshe learns Tosfos' answer is Hutra. But many Rosh Yeshiva feel, no, it's Mavur and Tosfos throughout the Masechta that the way Yibum works is Asay Doicha Lois, it's not Hutra. But after it pushes it away, it also has an additional capacity to make it that it's not an Erva and the Torah never gave the Lav. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone an amazing day. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.